Listening to Glory 93.9 FM. It's officially, yes, y'all, officially. Oh, they're trying to do things. I don't open the show. It's officially girl talk time. Girl talk time. What y'all saying? What y'all saying? How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? Happy Monday to all of the lovely people out there. Those of you who are out there in radio land, you're tuned into Glory 93.9 FM. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are tuned in on Facebook Live, welcome. Those of you who are tuned in on YouTube, hi, hello, namaste. For those of you, y'all, I don't know what it means, so don't rebuke me if it's something from another religion and I shouldn't be saying it, because, you know, y'all like come for people. Don't do that. Not to begin the show. And then for those of you who are tuning in on Twitter or listening to our podcast, hey, what's up? What y'all saying? How y'all doing? It's your girl, Marisha, and I got along with me,
Joynee,
and Carrot.
And it's officially girl talk time, y'all. And we are excited about today's topic, about today's conversation. And listen, like we say every week, you have an opportunity to get in on the conversation. Yes, you can. So, of course, if you're tuning on Facebook Live, you can leave comments right there. But let's just say we get into something deep and you want to remain anonymous. Listen, y'all, I was fasting and praying to be able to say that word today. Because, you know, sometimes that word,
even so difficult?
I don't know, that word is hard to say sometimes.
Only when you have to say it.
Only when you have to say it. Yeah. If you want to remain anonymous, yes, twice in a row, glory to God, you can send a text to 828-2543, 828-2543. Give us a call at 828-3543. We'd love to hear from you. We would love to hear your thoughts, your opinions, your feelings, even your story. You can share your story. We would be absolutely elated to hear your story today. Hi to Anishka. Hi to DeAndre. Hi to Janae.
Hi.
Hi to Teresa. Welcome, 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 welcome. Hi, Candia. Welcome.
Candia.
Welcome, welcome. So as I was preparing for the show today and thinking about what it was that we were going to talk about, I was interrupted by I was distracted by Apple WWDC today, because they released some new, like, upcoming stuff for Apple today. So I got distracted watching the video, as I would, as, you know, a person who's a part of the Apple Nation. So I got distracted by that today. And, you know, Apple has this new thing that's coming out or whatever, and it literally is, like, going to change the way people, you know, encounter entertainment and the way that they do life. It's literally like having a computer on your face. And, you know, it's super cool. It's just, like, I'm excited about it. I don't know if I'm going to pay the price for it, but I'm super excited about it. And as I was thinking about it, I was processing how easy and how simple it is for us to get excited about something that we have no idea what it's really about. Because I am a person who loves Apple, and I love all things Apple. I got excited about it because I was like, they about to do something new and it's going to be crazy and I want to be a part of it. But I had no idea what the thing was. I had no clue.
That's good.
No clue what it was. And it's like, I built up anticipation on the inside of myself just based upon knowing the track record of the company. I know that whenever they come up with something that's new, that it's attractive to me. I don't care what other people think about it, you know. I don't care about the people who like Android and who like Samsung. Their thoughts, their opinions, I don't even allow it to get into my head space to change my mind concerning how I feel about Apple products. I have my mind fixed on the fact that I'm an Apple girl. I love it. And whether you like it or not, that's your business. But the fact that I have my mind fixed on it, and whenever I hear Apple is bringing out something new, there's an excitement and an anticipation and an expectation that builds up on the inside of me. And I get excited. And the Holy Spirit said to me, you like Apple more than me. And I sat in my car today and got rebuked. Flat out, just like that. And for you, for my sisters in this room, for those of you tuned in, for those of you listening, my brethren out there, it may not be Apple, but what is it that gets you more excited than the things of God? What is it that you have greater anticipation for that thing over? Like what God said, babe? Because God has said so much. His track record is already proven. If he never does another thing for any one of us, he has done enough. He has done enough for us to be convinced of who he is and the power that he has. If we were to die today and go to heaven, our lives can show, our lives display his goodness, his faithfulness, his consistency, his might, and his power. More than any other thing that we could have ever encountered, any other God that we have tried to replace him with. But yet, we still question when he says something whether or not he's going to do it. We don't get excited.
Wow.
We don't anticipate it the way that we should. We hope for it. We have days and moments where we believe it and we hold on to it, but then something happens and all of a sudden our anticipation and our expectation, it is conditional based upon our feelings, not based upon the truth, the fact of who he is. And when I tell you, Holy Spirit, lick me today, I say, wow, you were right. And I had to repent. I had to repent and I had to do some soul searching today because I was like, you're right. I go on there getting excited about Apple. And when I tell you that thing had me excited today, when I saw that I could put the thing on my face and I literally could have my Mac sitting on my face and I could just move my hands and do things and I could just do stuff. And the thing is just like literally just like whatever my gesture is, it moves according to the gesture. I could move my eyes and wherever I move my eyes, the thing move and do whatever. Like I was, listen to me, I was... I was like a kid in a candy store today, and I cannot think. This is me confessing. I cannot think of anything that God has said about me concerning my life where the excitement was sustained.
My God.
I know of the moments where like I was in prayer or I was in like a spiritual place or I was on a spiritual mountaintop. And so I experienced this level of excitement and ridiculous faith and unwavering faith. But it was like it was in that moment. And then something else would have come to contradict or combat whatever it was that God had said or whatever it was that I was believing God for. And I would grasp and hold on to that thing. But I am that person who... You could, listen to me, I have seen people come up to me with Samsung phones with the most amazing cameras, showing me all these things that Samsung phones could do, and I am not persuaded.
Cool.
I am not interested. Cool. I cannot.
Just like that?
For it.
Okay, everything cool, you know.
And like, honestly, I mean, I crack jokes about it, but I mean, if that's your choice... Mm-hmm. That's your my mind. Oh, Jesus, I could preach Apple and Samsung today on this radio. My mind is fixed. And that's just what it is. So what is your mind and your heart fixed on today concerning what God has said concerning you, concerning the promises? And let's remove these deep prophetic words and all these direct things that God has said. How much is your mind and heart fixed on the flat out truth? Jesus died for you. Flat out, just like that. Jesus died for you, like, and you know it to be true. And you're not even questioning the reality of Jesus and God and who he is. How many of us can just be fixed on that truth and hold on to that and get excited about that? Because we like to get excited about things. And these words with God to say, well, oh, I can let you get this and you'll be blessed with that. And this door, I can open this door for you and I can give you this platform and I can help you with this business. How about the fact that you just get excited and have a shouting, exciting party because God sent somebody to die for your stink mind?
What?
Because you stink and rotten.
Sis, you get over there?
Behind me. I didn't mean anything else.
That gone deep. Just
no, because that's what it is. Think about it. Think about it. We are horrible. We are horrible. Somebody gave us life for us, and we just get excited about things. Why don't we just get excited about him?
Even food. Put a camera inside your microwave.
Oh, my.
And you watch yourself, Ali. I've got to do what you're going
to be. When you plan it out, ain't that like when you plan and fix your mouth to get something to eat and you can't get it? It's like your whole day is like, it ain't even no words for it. That's the answer right there. Sucks teeth. So, food for
Joining
thought today.
Stop, man. What? This look food, on your face.
Food for thought today. Where is your excitement, babe? Where is our excitement, our expectation, our anticipation? What is the thing that we hold on to with unwavering? I mean, like, nobody could change our minds. With unwavering faith. With, like, this ridiculous, like, passionate, like, babe, I love that, babe. I love that. I love that. Amen. That's all I have to say. I can end
that was
say.
Good. I can be honest. You know where I thought you were going with that?
Uh-huh.
I thought you were going to liken. I thought you were going. I thought you were saying you were going to liken your excitement about this thing that you're anticipating from Apple with. I think you can burst us with rock. And say, God, tell you, you love Apple more than him. My mind was, because I didn't ready say preach, you know? But that's good. That's good food for thought.
Because it's not just, if we tell the truth for most of us, if we think about it, okay, let's remove the Apple and Samsung wall. We talking to girls. We just get more excited about clothes and dressing up and being cute.
We do.
If we have an event to go to, and let's say we've been planning for that event for a while, it's like that thing on the worst day when you feel like you just want to tell everybody something that you shouldn't be saying. But then you remember you have to do something for that thing and all of a sudden you're excited again.
Because you're ready to stun on someone.
Oh.
So it's selfishly driven.
It's selfishly driven and selfishly motivated. But I mean, if you could take something like that and allow that to cause your attitude to shift from negative to positive, what about the goodness of God? And I mean that, like, and maybe it's probably a part of this journey that God has me on. Because lately, I don't know if y'all are like me. When I go into my times of prayer, I record myself when I pray. So I could go back and listen to what I pray. Because sometimes I be praying and I don't remember what I pray.
Okay.
So I record myself and I go back and listen. And there was this particular time when I was praying where I spent at least half an hour just thanking God for salvation, babe.
Wow.
And that's so not me. Because, you know, it's intercession time. Got to intercede on behalf of the nation and the world and the children and the people and you know, and the nations of the earth.
I just showing you guys Pastor Joyner today. And she's Minister Carity.
And I was waiting for Marisha to fix
this. Yeah, and I
what happened? What y'all talking about?
Joinee name is over my head.
Oh, y'all ain't say nothing.
I said that from the jump, Marisha.
Oh, I sorry. I apologize. Okay, we good now.
Ooh,
it fixed.
You see that, eh? That's powerful.
Let's read the comments, because the comments is good.
Yeah.
Comments is good. Comments is good. Okay, wait. Whoa. Oh, y'all was talking plenty. Candia says, welcome back, ladies. Looking beautiful as always. Thank you much, hon. Thank you. Denisha says, hey, y'all. You know, like summer, and I'm loving it. I'm not very ready for summer, but thank you. Summer, it'll like be hot. Sam, Apple Nation. Yeah, DeAndre, you didn't see that one coming out, eh? You didn't see that one come in. Candia say, yes, ma'am. Don't know what Jesus about to do, but I'm excited. Marisha Walker, you gone deep in the spirit. Did I really go deep, though? I feel like it's simple, but I can take it anyway. I feel like it's simple. DeAndre
rock
say, ouch.
Bottle. I tell you.
Boy, I will answer that one. Teresa say, Candia say, ouch. Sade just send the eyes. Hey, Kendra. Good afternoon. Alicia Rose says, powerful. Sade say, I look like I come right at the right time. I hear Samsung Newton name. Oh, Lord. Yeah? She talking about you, girl. Teresa say, y'all don't bring up the food. Crab season just start. Hey, Xavier. So good to see you. Jade says, ladies, you all look so beautiful. Thank you so much. Candia says, thank you, Cara. That's where I thought she was going. Janae say, you ain't lying. Jade say, I go on to say we is get excited for man.
Boof.
When the man or woman of God say, I see your husband. Not even.
Get the white sheet.
Not even the whole word. I see your husband.
Get the white sheet.
Your husband. We lay right out. Oh, okay. I'm in love today. I'm not watching after recording. Hey, Siobhan. You watching live. That's what she's saying. I'm in live today. Okay.
Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, so that was just something. That was just my little drop-in, little tidbit, little Jesus licking me moment. And like I said, honestly, I have been finding myself just not focusing on the things, not focusing on the stuff. I want the things and I want the stuff. But God has been leading me down a path where, like, babe, if Jesus didn't die, the stuff wouldn't matter, babe.
That's true.
It's good. The stuff wouldn't matter. The stuff wouldn't matter. So, how y'all doing? Jesus been saying anything to y'all before we go into our conversation? What's been going on in your life? We ain't been together for a whole 2 weeks, eh?
Mm-hmm.
I think we ain't been back here since I've been back from Cat Island, eh?
No, we haven't.
What happened?
What happened to that shot, eh? Okay, well, in jokes.
So, what's been going on? How's y'all doing? What's been happening in your lives?
Carrie, look like you want to talk. So
sip my tea. No, I'm looking at you, Pastor Joe.
I'm looking at you.
I waiting
like,
to hear.
Even though I'm looking up, I'm looking at the screen that y'all know.
And I'm looking at you in like real person.
I'm
sipping too, because these two talking about what I'm looking at. I'm sipping my tea.
You go ahead.
It's fever grass. Tea tastes good.
You look like you got a word from the Lord.
I look like I have a word from the Lord.
Yeah.
I write here trying to get my spirit under subjection. Because I sing about this banana bread in my bag and then reach
right. Right.
I tell you, no lie.
Right.
Listen, and this.
Let the Lord use you.
If y'all see me dip over there,
oh Jesus,
that's what's going on. But,
oh, Lord.
But thanks be to God for that word that you've given me. Yes. Thanks be to God who's given us the victory through Christ Jesus. But I must say, I'm so happy. I have been seeing, even in times of sadness, because there's a lot that people go through that we don't see, that they don't talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But in the midst of it, I've just seen the faithful hand of God. So I'm excited, Marisha and Pastor Joe. I'm just excited about this season. And I ain't talking about my season.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about this season of what we're all getting ready to see God do in all of our lives. And this year of Jubilee.
Yeah.
Good stuff got to happen. It's big 50.
It's Jubilee.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jubilee.
Big 50.
Hey.
Yay!
I don't know why I get hyped for that. Just that.
Exactly. Oh, that you feel like there's something about to break, something about to happen. So,
well, I'll tell you this: when your country's anniversary 50th year is literally laid out in scripture, it should get you excited.
Hey,
like that should be something that makes you feel like, wait a minute, that have to be prophetic. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, you read your Bible.
Read your Bible.
I say, read your Bible.
Oh, see, we on two different things. I'm in preschool now. I really got
the shoulder movement. But,
all right. Hey, Sydney. Hey, Victoria Ferguson. Hi. She says she wants some banana bread.
Sydney, no.
Sydney say we look fleeky on today. And Sunshine say first time watching. Very informative. Hey, Carity.
Hi.
Yeah, you look like you're ready to preach. That's a schoolmate, okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay, so y'all ain't got nothing to say then.
I ain't got nothing to say. That was enough.
I'm ready for this topic.
Y'all quiet.
That was enough.
With this big question mark.
So ain't nothing happened since we last had a show? Like, y'all ain't
nothing
happened.
Marisha, you and I both know. We can't talk about what happened with me and you.
Okay.
I don't remember.
I wasn't feeling well.
I wasn't feeling too hot either.
Yo, the thing get us, and we was down.
We was out for the car.
We got away.
I got away.
It was rough. But God is a keeper. I want y'all to know we don't just be canceling shows like off air.
No,
babe.
Boy.
Like,
it was a struggle.
It was
a struggle. I felt like I eat Barry, bad Barry.
Oh, listen to me.
Wow.
Listen to me.
Sorry, so you're bad.
I can't do right in.
That would have been an interesting show.
I can't do right in.
Joyne was going to be sitting right here by herself. She's going to be sitting there, and me and Kyle was going to be fighting for one door.
Oh my God.
My goodness gracious. Let me tell y'all. Well, listen, since we had our last show, we had a wonderful time at Cat Adam. We went on a little... God trip. I don't want to call it mission trip because it wasn't mission. It was a God trip. Hmm. We go on to church on the island. But we had an opportunity to go into the school in Cat Island. And we had 27 young people that got saved in the school.
Hallelujah.
God is faithful. And a teacher as well. A teacher gave her life to the Lord. It was amazing. It was crazy.
Hmm.
So we had an awesome session with the kids at the school there in Cat Island. And then we had an opportunity, of course, to be with them again on Saturday night in a youth night. And it was incredible. The amount of young men that came to the altar that night and just wanted to encounter the power of God. They were hungry to encounter the power of God. I mean, like when you finish praying for young people and they still sitting around the altar, they won't move. Wow. And it was incredible the way God moved. It was unforgettable. It was unforgettable.
Thank
it was
you,
definitely
Lord.
an altar moment. Mm. An
you,
altar
Lord.
Moment. And we give God all glory. And in that one, you know, sometimes you know when you have made an effort and you've been intentional and then God backs you up. And it's like, okay, yeah, you feel good about what you did and you give God glory for what he did.
Yep.
This one was straight up God. Because your girl was sick as a dog. Okay. So when I tell you God did it and he did it and he did it and he did it. And when I was done, I still come home to Nassau and thought I was superwoman and still do mass, and then I had to go lay down. Yeah. I had to go lay down. Okay. So I'm excited for what God is doing. And like Kara said, it's not just about our lives. It's like, it's in the air.
Yeah, babe.
Smell it, you could feel it.
It's in the air. It's all over. And all I can say is don't get left out. Poo, don't get left behind.
Catch this.
Jump in. And be willing to get everything wet. Leave nothing dry. 50 Elder Christine says, been blessed to celebrate my B-Day with the Bombers every year. Wow. So I'm excited. Wow.
Bless you, Elder.
Nothing like having a birthday on Independence. Hey, Shante.
Right.
Ricardra says, this Cara cousin, may God continue to use y'all. What an able rain thing to ponder on. Awesome. What is exciting you? Oh, what is an awesome thing to ponder on? What is exciting you? Are you excited about your soul?
Or that bamboo.
Or that bamboo.
Kong, snack, mayo, onions.
I had one of them the other day. Bad idea. But anyway, let's
type banana bread is mine.
No, but Caragon, the whole onion, mayo.
Yeah, because I did it. I did it and it was just, you know, y'all, we need to tell the truth. As we get older, some of these things that we used to be able to eat and just like live life on, we can't do that no more.
My age has been aging.
Listen to me. This age is aging.
I can't even eat no cornflakes with no milk.
My food need to be digest before 7:30.
For real.
If my food is not digested before 7:30,
too much.
That's it. Indigestion up all night.
Young people who could eat what y'all want, eat and do what y'all want. God bless y'all, yeah.
Listen, enjoy it because.
Oh my goodness.
Lord is kind.
Because that thing about to go out the door quick, fast and in a hurry. Once you hit 30, them check knees light as come on.
Me, you now 40.
That check knees light. And then when you cross 35, that box situation, child Victoria, go eat your cheesecake.
Please.
Go eat it for me too, because I can't eat it. Yeah, you see what I drink it? You know what I drink it in my cup? Fever grass. Fever grass. No, I serious. I drinking fever grass. I'm a playing. I drinking fever grass with honey, not even with sugar, with honey.
That's all I
drink. I need some Lviv. That thing with people is be.
Need a little boost. Anyway, yeah. We getting distracted talking about silliness. Our topic for today is a question. Mm-hmm. It keeps happening to me.
Me,
child, please. Oh man, and this topic was one that was near and dear to me because we probably had a conversation on, like, I think in the first or second season of Girl Talk, where we talked about cycles and we talked about the idea of like things that keep happening in your life over and over again, and how do you break cycles and how do you end habitual acts and stop doing certain things, you know, and stop calling certain people and, you know, stuff like that. And I remember one of the things that came out of the conversation that we never really had an opportunity to deal with. It was like, what's your part? What's your role in the things that you say happen to you? And is it really happening to you? Or is it as a result of conscious decisions that you make on a consistent basis? Or have your actions now become subconscious? Have you been doing this thing for so long that you're not even aware that, like, you're doing this thing and then you're claiming that something is happening to you all the time, but is it really happening to you? And that's the question that we're asking today. From a place of self, I guess you could say searching, self-reflect. I don't want to call it reflection reflection. Is it me, Brene says. Am I the drama? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the situations, the circumstances, the things that keep happening in our lives. I remember in last season in particular, so I'll start it off with me. Last season in particular, my first co-host here to my right was coming for your girl, Blenny. When I would talk about my experiences with dating and relationships, she used to say, well, you know, and not like dry eye, not even with a smile. She used to be like, well, I think you need to look at yourself because you're attracting the same kind of people. And I just wanted to voice her with a water bottle. Because I was like, excuse me, I'm perfect. There's nothing wrong with me.
You know who I am.
Like, I'm sorry. This is me. Like, you know, when I tell you every now and then, listen to me. This is why the show is called Girl Talk and our mantra is find your tribe. Because you need your friends who could open your eyes and let you know, sweetie, no, you are the drama. You are the problem. It's you.
I like that, though. You are the drama.
You are. It's you.
Sound like me.
It's you.
It's, I didn't want to say it. I didn't want. I over here.
It's you. It really is.
I can sit
okay,
this one
over. Let's stop it. Not you. It's us.
Well, I'm drama.
It's us. And so I remember not liking Joyne for what she said, but like having
I could have cared less.
Having to sit down and really look at myself. And I said
I'm trying to figure out. Go ahead.
No, I had to look at myself. Sorry. So after I got over like the frankness of what she said, and you know,
it was because I was dry eyed.
It was she was so dry. She didn't even say it with like.
Oh, but this passes you though. You forget. I said not having lunch and passes. I don't like it. I don't like it.
I can't remember what it was. But
I remember. But we can leave that there.
I like it.
So.
So
let me eat my grape.
Yeah.
So after I got over myself. And I literally buried my pride because that's what it was pride. Mm, wanted to answer back. And no, Brene, you are so right. We need real people like her. And I'm grateful because she made me look at myself. And then I started to realize that there were some things that like I was allowing to happen. And then I discovered the root of where the allowances came from. Like, take for example. Let's say you're the type of female, and I do not. Oh Lord, let me make it clear. I am not talking about anybody particular situation, so y'all don't try to read into what I'm saying. Okay, let's say you're the type of female who your difficulty in. Let's use the most common thing in finding relationships and genuine connections is that people don't stay in your life for a long period of time. Let's say you don't do a really good job of keeping friends of like of being stable in your relationships. Let's say that your issue is not only just the men come in and out of your life, but your female friends too. Like they like it don't last. It don't last. After friend number five, it can't be everybody else. Mm. It have to be something that you are doing or not doing that's causing them five people, even if the five was like three females and two males, it can't be something wrong with all five of them and nothing wrong with you. It cannot be that people keep walking out of your life and that keeps happening to you. It can't be that. There has to be some contributing factor on your end that is causing people to not want to stay around you. That says to people, run, Forrest, run. That causes people to choose flight instead of fight. What is it about you that people just don't want to get? They don't want to get down and dirty with you, because that's what happens when you find yourself in this particular hypothetical scenario that we're referring to. Most times when people walk out of your life, it's because they're not willing to fight with you. They're not willing to fight for you. So something about you, about the way you handle them, about the way you deal with them, about what they've encountered with you, about what they've experienced about you, says you're not worth fighting for. And we like to make it seem like people only fight because they're exposed to fight. Let me tell you something. The innate human nature that's on the inside of us has this thing where when we love something, we protect it, we cover it, we fight for it at all costs. Mm. And it takes the most, I would say, extreme of circumstances to cause us to walk away from that thing if we love it so dearly, if we treasure it so much, if it's the thing that we're holding on to for dear life. It'll take something really ridiculous, really crazy to cause us to really let go of it and just be like, you know what? I let go. I'm done. So what is it about you
What is it about you? We are not talking about the other people today. We ain't talking about them.
But what if I just... No, I listening, right? And I agree with you to an extent. But what if I just am wired to well? I just ain't into that.
Into what?
Loving you shouldn't be that hard, babe. Push out.
Laughing up.
Yeah.
Loving you easy?
We're two adults.
Because loving you is easy.
Oh, loving me definitely ain't easy.
Okay, then.
No, but what I'm saying
so you're
is...
you're saying what somebody can put up with you, you ain't putting up with them.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying if I'm making the effort to adjust, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you making it so difficult for me to... And guess what? It doesn't say that I don't want to. Everything within me might want for it to work. But I just ain't into... Me and you growing, babe. We growing. Either we work it out or add into that. Push out. What if I just wired that way?
Wired what way? To just push out all the time?
No, not to say all the time. What if I'm wired to where I know when... fighting for and with, because you know the dynamics of whatever it is, friendship, mm-hmm. relationship, or whatever, mm-hmm. and you know when you can be having the same fight forever, and you just ain't into that.
You make a choice. There is no human being on this earth that we connect with that we are not willing or saying by just the very fact or the act of connecting that we are not saying the crazy and stupid stuff you do, I accept. The mere fact that I'm connected to you, Kara, that I'm connected to joining, says that the stupid stuff that y'all do, I can handle. Your connection to me says, okay, I can handle Marisha crazy. So, whenever we make these connections, whenever we make a decision to become a part of somebody's life, you are accepting that thing about them with the possibility that it would never change. But you make a conscious decision to love them through it anyway.
That's love.
That's a little tight, but okay. I mean, I understand what you're saying, and I understand what Kara's saying too. Come back around. Spin the block for me, please.
It's real. Like, it's real. And I think that what we don't do is we don't tell the truth. Because for some of us, take for example, when it comes to our family members, there are certain family members that we would tolerate certain things from and we swallow and we just be like, you know what? That's just that person. That's just how they are. We just gonna leave it. You don't... What do people say? You don't match their energy. Mm-hmm. You don't be like, you know what? Just, I can't deal with you. You don't necessarily cut ties. You just place space between you and the person. You don't sever the connection completely. You don't say, I ain't going to the family thing no more because I know this person gonna be there. You don't necessarily take the posture of, well, you know what? I don't want to be around the children no more or the spouse or whatever because of what this person... You tolerate and you put up with that little thing that that person does because aside from that, you like a whole lot of other things about them. And so I think the question that we're asking in regards to this particular situation where... we're talking about connections and relationships. The question that we're asking is this. Is it happening to you? Or are you attracting people who are constantly the same type of person? That's what's at the core of this question. If you are the type of person who you realize that your patience is thin, why is your patience so thin? That's the question that we're asking here.
I try not to look over there.
If you are the type of person who you know, like, okay, I only could take three lies. After three lies, you got to go. So how come you could only take three lies, but you was lie three times a day? What makes you that person? Why are you like that? Why is that your posture?
It just sound like you're selfish. Like, you know, I willing to deal with me and I'm not exactly. That's all it is. Like, I'm willing to, if I'm the kind of person I lie 3 times a day, you got the strong 3 lies because this is what I give myself. So that's it. That's it. And one and done. And then I think, I don't know if it's this season or last season, but we talked about the cutoff culture that we have now. Mm-hmm. And sis, I am guilty. When I say guilty, like, I'm not upset. I am not. I don't hate you.
Mm-hmm.
But no, we ain't doing that. We ain't doing that. We ain't going there. And but I think it's, like you said, it's conditional. We know who to give a longer rope for, and that's very biased.
Because it's very biased.
Usually when we make those kind of decisions, it's just who's most beneficial to what we have going on in our lives that we...
Most beneficial to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
You need this person.
Yeah, you need this person. So you
can't cut them off.
I give you a longer rope, and I give this person a shorter rope because I feel like, you know, you're not
I can
as,
live without them.
You're not as beneficial. And it's bad, but it's true. Something else I'm going to say. I personally today feel attacked in the comments because these people say I dry eye. Right? So if anyone knows me, I want to piggyback off of what Marisha said because she say, I see. What I say? What I say? You have to check yourself or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, I really don't remember like the first time I made that statement because I think I said it to her like a few times. That's the thing. And I think we treat people how we treat ourselves. So if I were to have that, like usually I have those kind of conversations with myself. So I'm like, Joe, something wrong with you. So no, something you have to be, what the lady said, you have to be.
The drama.
You are the drama. You're overthinking it. And as women, a lot of times what we experience is usually what we see in our head first. Think about it.
We create it.
Whole movie, you plan a row before the row, and you say exactly what how you go row.
Yeah, and the row, yeah.
We crazy like that, you know? So I feel like I'm guilty of the cutoff, like, you know, but I feel like for me, it have to be extreme. Like, you have to be really be slapping up in my face for me to, like, say, that's bad terminology game. You have to really be doing a lot for me to take that measure, per se. As far as the dry eye, I ain't gonna lie, I be being so pure. I try, but...
Your eye could be dry and pure.
But it ain't good. I can work on it.
Yeah, I could be dry
if,
and
if
pure.
If more than 3 people and say, I dry, I gotta work on it.
Okay, who is this?
Cara, I feel like you have something you want to say to me. You want to get it off your chest?
I over here, minding my mood. I wait for the perfect opportunity to ask Marisha if I could eat piece of my banana bread.
You could, but you look like you want to say something and get something off your chest.
Eat your banana bread.
Be free, woman of God. Lord, no, for real, Marisha, I am guilty of that.
I think, too, what makes it hard. Here's what makes it hard. When you're not willing to accept that this thing that you do, this thing about you, impacts and affects the relationships and the connections and the people around you.
I feel like we have to care about people on that level first. Because we've adopted in our culture every man for himself.
Yeah.
If I'm going to do this all by myself.
Me, my four, and no more.
Right. And I, if I can't, and guilty, if my family can't do it, it can't be done. I'm not going outside for help. Or if my spouse can't do it, then I'm not doing it. Or if I don't know, whatever's your
right,
preference.
If
that person can't do it, I'm not doing it anymore. And we take on this mentality, well, anyway, if I can't figure it out, I'm not asking for help. I'm not doing this. I'm doing this by myself. And that's what makes us insensitive to people and what they go through. So a lot of times, y'all hear me say like, okay, but like what y'all saying? And I hype and I'm like, okay, so like, why are you dry? Let me try. Like, hello. I just tell Cara this today. I say, Cara, you're dry. What you doing? What is this? You know? And it's just because I deliberately try to make persons, or I don't know if make is the right word, but let persons know I care about how you feel. I'm watching your energy. I'm excited about what's happening for you, and I would like that energy reciprocated. But when it's not reciprocated, it's like, you know something? I ain't into this today. So yeah?
Yeah. And I'm the opposite.
See, things like that stress me out because I'm working too long.
I'm the opposite.
I'm working too long. I will give you, twice, you, and if you don't say nothing, okay.
The longest rope.
Mm-mm.
The rope could wrap around the corner twice. Mm-mm. And that's just me. Because I know Marisha. I know Marisha. And I know that Marisha, she could make, you know, she could make some poor decisions sometimes. And she's not necessarily the wisest all the time.
But Marisha, that's a crazy thing.
So I consider myself before I consider others. You see what I'm saying? I consider, how would I want someone to treat me in this moment if I was the one that did this thing to somebody else and not this thing being done to me?
And we know we also need to take into consideration, too, that healing sometimes looks like something difficult to deal with.
Okay.
So someone could be
the process
in the process of healing, and how you handle them during that process could either stifle that or help that along.
And some of us don't even want to dive into the healing process with somebody, so that's why we cut them off.
Not only that, I feel like maybe it's just my perspective. If you're healing, and I want to think about this before I say this, if you're healing, like, I feel like we put a lot of pressure on the people around us for our healing process. Like, okay, if I have a cut on my finger and it needs to heal, every person I come into contact with, I want them to baby the finger that I have the cut on.
Well, it depends on how I come into contact with you. If everybody I got to shake my hand, you can open this cut.
Because
if you have to touch it, I can't shake your hand.
You need to know that this is going to hurt.
What's
going
to happen is if I don't tell you about it, I make an adjustment that you will have to see. It's going to be noticeable. Like, take for example, let's say I have
a
cut.
Different hand.
Right. But if I have a cut on my hand, and you know most people are right-handed, and if you go to shake somebody's hand,
give you a high five.
Or they come to give you a high five. If they see you coming with your left hand, it's going to, whether or not you say it, the adjustments are always noticeable.
Yes.
They're always seen. So it's not necessarily me asking you to baby my hurt or my healing process. Sometimes it's like, no, don't touch my scar. Mm-hmm. Don't come near the pain.
I know.
And unfortunately, the reality of the matter is many of us, when we say, like our topic said, things keep happening to us. Many of us, it's because we don't actually take the right posture and we don't actually do the right actions to protect our scars, our pain, from being touched by other people. Sometimes people who you encounter with, people who you have relationships with, who you have connections with, need to know about the scar. No. I didn't ask you to touch it. I didn't ask for your thoughts. I didn't ask for your opinion.
Just dance around it.
Just know that I have this thing about me that's healing. And if I want to let you into my healing process, I will. If I choose not to, that's my prerogative. That's my choice. But if I value you, I'm connected to you, I love you, I consider you, I'm going to let you know that this scar exists. So, for example, in times past, in meeting new people, I would say to them, listen, we could kiki, we could joke, we could laugh, but the one thing you don't make fun of is my weight, because I will switch on you quick. I have told people that in my past. When I was insecure, when I was struggling with low self-esteem, I told my friends, listen, I am struggling with this. If you can crack a joke, don't crack no joke about my weight. Because it's going to trigger something in me. Mm-hmm. And you do not want to encounter that trigger. I am processing it. I am dealing with it. God is teaching me to love myself. I am learning about my identity in God. But it is a journey. Mm-hmm. And I am taking this journey, and I can't get help from anybody else because I can't allow somebody else's definition or validation or affirmation of me to determine my self-worth. It's a self journey that I have to go on. So what you could do is pray for me and not make fun of my weight. That's what you could do for me.
So what did they say?
They said, okay.
Okay, so there's, okay, so manage, you're talking essentially about managing the wound.
Managing it.
It's okay to manage the wound. But don't let managing your wound mean you opening up a wound on someone else. Meaning, you understand what I'm saying? So there are boundaries, right?
Absolutely.
Everyone can't walk in the hospital room when you're in there trying to recover.
Nope.
There's a certain number of people and they have to do certain things. You got to sanitize. You got to put on your mask to make sure that whatever you doesn't make my situation worse. And obviously, there are people who are going to stench on your journey to healing. But you, unfortunately, you have to be little some kind of way about it unless you want to keep opening up the same wound.
I use the scenario like this. And I said this to somebody, and I can't remember what conversation it was we were having, but I said this to somebody, if you can't see me, if I've not allowed you to see me without my makeup, you will not be visiting me in the hospital. If you have never seen me without makeup on my face, you ain't the hospital person. And some of you are thinking of that from a superficial place.
I get it.
But understand me, there are very few people connected to me who have seen me without makeup. And you may say to me, Marisha, you fake. No, I'm guarded. I have a boundary set. And here's the boundary. If I have not bared who I am underneath this thing that I have covering up my face to you already, that means you can't see me with things connected to me. And tubes and stuff coming out of me. That's not the space that you have access to. And I have a right to that. And so do you. So if you say to me in return, well then, Marisha, I want you to come. And I'd be like, okay, no problem. I will pray for you from my house. It's okay. But those are, and mind you, I'm using it literally, but I'm also using it figuratively, because if you know, you don't even trust crying in front of this person, you don't even want them to see you broken, how do they get given you tissue?
I don't know where your hands been.
Where did tissue come from? You giving me a shoulder to lean on? Where has the shoulder been?
You bet.
You put any lotion on the shoulder?
Deodorant.
And all of these things are figurative.
I really want to take God serious.
No, but it's...
Well, I know.
You understand what I'm saying? Let's get these comments because people have been talking.
I get it.
Okay.
Stop eating banana bread on him.
I can skip it. I can skip the ones where you say the people calling you what they calling you.
No, that's fine. I mean, because I am dry eye. I'm okay. I'll alter for people.
I'll start with
or
this
like
one.
I'll follow it up and like, I mean it in a bad way.
Amber says, you preaching real good, Bishop. Amber, who you talking to? That's my girl, though. What you saying, Amber? Especially if it is the same thing that you find yourself keep falling out with folks over. You got checked out, man. Janae Cara. They agree with you, Cara. They say, like, you see me trying, though.
Yeah, I'm into that.
I'm working hard.
This your cousin, Devando, say he watching girl talk. That's powerful. Mom say 4:40. She late. Yes, Mom, you were late.
You late, bad, Mom.
You late, Mom. I don't know what's going on. She should get it together.
She probably was in the theater.
Janae says, wow, Joynay, so true. Nakia says, if you don't want me to be honest, that's a red flag. You know how much energy it takes to lie? That's a job.
Keep that up.
And I'm not doing it if you don't like me. If you don't like me, then that is their business. I'm not sending my pressure up. Their end? I guess
the end.
The end. Okay. Mm. You said something very interesting there, Nakia, though, and you said it from your perspective. You said, do you know how much energy it takes to lie? That's how much it takes for you to lie. There are some people, it Easy. Takes nothing.
They believe it?
Nothing. It's like breathing.
Yeah, they believe it too.
It's like breathing. And they have the ability to cover their lie with another lie and connect the last 17 lies to that lie to ensure that the lies line up. And then it's so crazy. But they do what scripture does. They speak those things that are not as though they were. And the lie becomes their truth.
Yeah, because my hair like this, because my mommy burned my hair when I was three and it never grew back.
That's a lie.
Exactly. My hair just peasy. And picky.
Just check the genetics, fool.
Yeah.
Check the genetics. Catherine Archer say, you may be on a healing journey, but don't erase the consequences or legacy of things that you have done. Whoa.
It don't. We could stop right there.
Yes.
Because that's, and because of what you've done, that's why people treat you like that in your healing
yes.
journey.
Yes. I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree.
So when we look in for people to be like, sorry, yeah. or
that's what I say. Understand that there are some wounds,
yeah,
that you, even while you're managing your wound, understand there are some wounds that those people might have
because of you. that's the thing. Like, it ain't like you was dealing with some, they was dealing with something else, and then
they was dealing with you.
They was dealing with you.
So the track record is then, don't go around you, because when you wounded, when you hurt,
see, you know, we dangerous, you know, because we'll beat up on a person. And then when they get tired, try to change.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but Cara, I'm in and you, I'm just saying, mm-hmm. right? And then say, you can't see it changing. But what about the 5 million things? And then you expect me to have amnesia.
No, but that's when they become the enemy that God is going to smite on our behalf. Because now I say.
No. You gone far. You gone far. And then God turn around and tell you, forgive.
I didn't know God was still smiting enemies in 2023.
What?
But I'm going to leave that conversation right there. Because y'all don't even want to hear what I have to say with that.
Even before, let's say, he decides to smite them. Before that, you still got to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
In order for God's hand to move.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right.
Ashley said it's good. Mom said that's deep.
That's the piece of the drum. Me or Cara. That's where me and God go back and forth.
I think. Makes sense. I think that. Boy, I don't know.
That's
hard,
Marisha.
I really starting to ask myself, like, I don't know. I feel like an alien sometimes because everyone has the right to get upset and to be hurt when someone has offended them. Everyone has that right. Mm-hmm. If you hurt me, if you end our connection, our relationship, because of something that I've done, I have a right to be hurt about it. I have a right to be broken about it. Not because of the situations or circumstances of the situation, but the fact that something was done to me, it affects me, period. Mm-hmm. On the premise that this thing was done to me, I do have a right to exercise emotions as a result of what was done to me in the most simplest, like, plain facts of the matter. You stick me with a pen, I say ouch. Mm. Because the stick created a sensation in my body that said to my brain, that's pain. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So what we're saying at the foundation of this entire conversation is that whatever it is that you say and keep happening to you, it hurts. It bothers you. It's not comfortable. It doesn't get a good response from you. Now that we've established that you have a right to say ouch because you got stuck, now that you done say ouch, why did you get stuck? That's what we're dealing with here. Not if it hurt. Not if when the pin encountered you, it stick you and caused a reaction from you. That's not what we're dealing with here.
So you're saying it's my fault that I get sick with a needle.
Is it?
That's what the question
is. That's the question.
Could that person just be, could they just be bored? Is it like, okay, let's create scenarios. Let me see if this girl join
in. Let's create a scenario. You could have been putting a safety pin in your clothes because something happened while you was out and you stick yourself. It's as a result of the situation and the circumstances. Not necessarily that you mishandled anything. Not necessarily that you made a mistake.
She said when we find this part out, then we react to the situation.
Ah, so okay. The pain is pain. I can't tell you that when the pain stick you, it ain't hurt. I can't say that. I can't say to you, Cara, that pins don't hurt when you get stick with them. What you talking about? I don't have the right to say that. Because pain is pain. Whether you cause it on yourself or somebody else has inflicted it upon you, it's pain. The question now is the source of the pain. Did you cause this on yourself? Because you kept doing stupid stuff over and over and over again. Because you kept tolerating the same thing over and over and over again. Did you? Okay, so let's look at this. Is this something that we need to be doing? Why are we doing this? Why are we finding ourselves in the same situation? Why are we encountering the same kind of people? How come the same crazy dudes as be the set who's come after you? How come only married men in your chat? How come when a guy says he likes you, he ghosts you after 2 weeks and that done happened to you 4 times? No, let's talk about it.
Oh my goodness, I'm laughing.
Because one ghosts you, two ghosts you, three people ghost you and it's them. So everybody just ghosting people now. This all have nothing to do with you?
All right.
No, but we need to talk about this. Especially for the women that are single and looking.
Yes, like, it can't just be. It cannot be.
The same result with every
Every man, every dude you date is the same result. There has to be some key contributing factor. Something. It have to be something. It ain't just happening to you.
Well, I have a perspective. One way I was looking at it first before you went to the next part was we're using the pin scenario.
Yes, let's use the pin. It's a good scenario.
You get stick with this pin.
Mm-hmm.
But because your tolerance of pain is just a little bit I can handle that.
Right.
And then, you know, we talked about this rope that is wrapped around the corner.
My rope would wrap around the corner.
500 times,
yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then after the first thing,
the first corner.
Right. Stick. Then the second, stick. And the real reason that you tolerated the pain is because you thought that it was okay.
Yeah.
You thought that, okay, I could handle this. So for me, I feel like I've given a lot of people a very long rope, right? And, okay, yeah, this hurt, but I'm going to let it go. Yeah, this bothered me. I'm going to let it go. And it could be because I didn't set a boundary. If you understand what I'm saying, like...
Mm-hmm.
I want to explain it properly. It could be because I didn't
set a boundary.
Mm-hmm. So I constantly let you do this thing. And then when I'm finally roped out, then all of the sticking, all of things that I thought that I was tolerating,
mm-hmm.
all the needles each time is still in me. Mm-hmm. So anything you do could trigger.
It's triggered by... Mm.
You understand? So I think that it is caused because we don't really know ourselves. We don't know who we are. So we tolerate any and everything and we just let it slide. We let it fly. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to figure this thing out. You know, we like to say trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that with our relationships and that's friendships or however. We do that with the people. We do that with our jobs. We do things just to see how it's going to work out, and then it leaves a long, a long-term hurt or a long-term situation. I try and explain it properly.
So I want to add something to that with that you just said, because you said, like, okay, you said the person is a rope and the rope wrap and they stick. And the rope wraps and it sticks. And you get to the third wrapping now.
But that's the thing. It isn't, don't think of one rope as one stick.
No. It's different kinds. Like different things.
1,500 of them.
Different things. But there's this element of this one person.
Yes.
And you.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So what I want to add to what you just said just now is consider this. Consider that a portion of you, the one who is being stuck, a portion or a reason or an explanation behind the fact that you still get stuck from the same person over and over and over again, it's not because they just go around sticking people. It's because you have yet to accept that person for who they really are. You getting stuck because you believe in them to be somebody that they're not.
Are you hoping that they're like
you? Have an expectation.
Yeah.
That's being disappointed constantly.
So how do you get rid of that expectation? Because in my mind and in my heart, I believe. you know, this guy beating you up, I believe he could change.
He could change.
And once I do this and once I do that, or he talks bad to me about my weight, or talks to me bad about my hair, or talks to me bad.
Maya says, when someone shows you who they are,
but
believe them.
Could this whole notion of being stuck over and over again be taught?
Yes, absolutely.
I was having a conversation with someone at church, one of the staff members at church, and I was telling how growing up I loved cream of wheat, and I loved oats, and I loved Farina, and she was like, and watch this, she says to me, you need to try eating your cream of wheat with egg in it. So I was like, I need you to explain this to me. And she said, no, when it's finished cooking, you just scramble up the egg and the thing, you add it to the hot cream of wheat, and you do it around. So I asked her, where did you get this from? She said, you don't like egg. I say, I don't want egg in my cream of wheat. I say, you like it? She say, well, you know, that's how we used to do it. And so this is my question.
I see what you're saying, Cara.
You were taught someone. Someone taught you this.
Put egg in cream.
And now here you are 40 years later trying to get me to understand that I should do it when you don't even know why you're doing it.
You don't even
or
know
why
if you
was
like
eating it.
You don't even know if you like it.
You don't even know if you like it. You understand? So that could be a situation. Yeah, there's a part of you that knows.
It's disgusting.
It's wrong. What's happening, what you're being fed, how you're being treated, how you're being stuck is wrong. There's a part of you. But how do you fight where you're at now with what you've been taught and it just became the way your brain ticked after a certain time?
Mm-mm.
That's what we're battling now.
Mm-hmm. And I think too that it go again, it goes back. Is it happening to you or are you doing it because that's all you know?
Wow. I think it's lack of exposure. When you are exposed to different kinds of food, your palate, is that correctly?
Yes.
Palate is different. So you have some persons who don't like raw sushi. And then you have other persons.
My condolences.
Who only like cooked sushi, but that's their appetite. So because they're not exposed, I'm just using sushi as an example, but because they're not exposed to a particular kind of food or a particular kind of people, then all they could do is put the cream of wheat and the grit and the egg. And
I can't relate to your struggle.
No, but my thing is,
you understand what I'm saying?
Now you trying to teach me.
I can't relate.
And you don't, and you know something wrong with that.
I can't relate. So you get mad at me when I take the posture of homegirl from Bridgerton. Sorrows.
Press.
But hold on, Cara. Cara, what made you ask her if she liked it?
No, we were just talking. Okay, so I was having my bagel and my coffee from Dunkin' Donuts. Mm-hmm. And I asked if she wanted half the bagel with the cream cheese. I just wanted a half of the bagel.
Right.
And she said, no, I had me some oats for breakfast. And I was like, boy, when I was young, I used to love my cream of wheat.
But cream of wheat with egg, though.
Yeah, she said.
Not even like a boiled egg on the side.
No. I made sure ask
if it was boiled. No.
I made sure ask, and she
I'm
said,
to
you,
say maybe
you
if it was boiled,
rip it up
put it
in the
in, no.
as raw.
As in, crack
you
the
crack
egg.
The egg, whip it up like you're going to scramble no, it, but sir. You put it in the hot and make sure. And she said,
we ain't want to talk, but you're,
and you don't
work
season
her,
it?
Situation, because that's what she liked to
so
eat.
So how she season it?
You know what, friend?
No, we didn't go into the seasoning. I was stuck on the egg.
Friend, if you're listening, I know if you're listening to the show, friend, but if you like to eat Quaker Farina with egg, wonderful.
Hun, God, blessings.
I am the type of person, if any, these ladies have been out to eat with me before. If they put an egg in anything, I got to share it with somebody, I tell them put the egg on the side. I don't want the egg in my rice. Troy, they know this. I don't want the egg in my rice. I don't want it on my bowl from the Korean restaurant. I don't want it on my burger. I don't want it, but I will eat a boiled egg. I will eat an omelet.
Or fry egg.
Just don't put it in my food. That's all I'm saying. Well, and you need to know if you like egg in stuff or if you don't like it in stuff.
I ought to play the egg just because.
Yes. Yeah, Cara, a problem. She's a problem.
I don't eat meat, man. Y'all give me
no,
a blight.
But I mean, let's think about it, though. You need to know. Joyne, you need to know if you like people in your space or not.
Want me to answer that?
Or no.
Mm-mm.
No.
Be straight.
No. The people aren't come for you today. Let's not create another scenario.
What you mean
for them
the people you start them up, Arisha? You could
I
kill.
Used the scenario.
No, you could kill.
But I just used the scenario.
You could just say, I encountered someone.
No.
Oh,
it is making it juicy
really
and, make them,
say,
and make
I don't
them,
like it.
But hold on, she did
like
it on the show, Cara.
She I don't like it.
She did that on the show.
No, but and it don't come from a
so
bad place at all.
It ain't like I sharing something that didn't happen live on air on Girl Talk. This thing happened live on air on Girl Talk. So this ain't like something that happened
and then
in
you,
secret.
And then you know what I did. I back it up with a scripture.
Yeah, she sure did.
I don't remember what scripture I used, but.
And we were sitting right here. She was sitting there and I was sitting here.
Like, oh yeah, how can two walk
except they agree.
Why are you all with these scriptures, boy?
Honestly.
Okay. So I ain't come for you. I just simply shared a previous show. Okay then. We honor the Lord. So back to what I was saying.
Sorry.
You need to know if you like people in your space or not. And you need to know how you like them in your space. You need to know how. But listen to me. I still going back to this question because we really ain't really answered this question quite yet. That thing that you keep telling yourself keeps happening to you, that you keep experiencing, that you keep encountering, is it you or is it them?
I think it's me.
It's me.
Oh, okay then.
I think it's me because I feel like people just want you to run hard once. You know, like, you know the crazy cousin that we all have in our family, that one crazy cousin that nobody messes with because they already set a standard. Don't fool with me.
Mm-hmm.
One time. That's what I believe. It's me. I's the conk.
Angelo says, Joyne, you right.
I'm the conk. Queen conk.
Alicia says, when going through my process of healing, I had to learn to forgive myself and ask others to forgive the things I did out of hurt. Stop putting the pin in your clothes.
Five
do it to yourself.
You didn't learn the first, second, or third time. Oh, Jesus. Brene, say her chest tight. Yeah, I can say this deep. I wasn't
Maybe
ready.
Uncle.
Is it Shani? Shani says, something in you attracts. Ooh. Something in you is attracting mess. You need to focus on you. Make the necessary painful changes. Nakia says, not all the time you is the problem. The real problem is that it's wrong what they're doing and you're allowing it.
But I mean, I still the problem though. No?
Brene say, boundaries are important. So if I don't set boundaries, are they because of me?
They, meaning the pain, the heartache, absolutely. Yeah. If you don't set the boundaries and you haven't pain and heartbreak, it's your fault. Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a deep conversation on today, Vanessa says. Hey, Vanessa. But they say, belly strong for strong. Sunshine says, you do it because mama did it. And mama did it because her mother did it. But no one asks the person why they did what they did.
So it
just came down the line. Right. Say, God, strongest shoulder. Soldier. This Laquelle, I don't know.
Laquelle
says, hi, Cara.
Hi.
By the way, I love Joyne Gibson and her music so much.
Yes.
Candia says, Joyne, you're a good friend. I love honest people. No sugarcoating. It may hurt them at first, but it will help them later.
My Lord.
Nakia says, if you keep allowing people to open that wound, it will never heal. Plus, some people is just snakes. Oh, I post one joke on my status the other day. I think it's still there on my WhatsApp status. The devil is a snake.
No arm.
No hands.
Oh, yeah. No feet. Yeah, Tanya, show me that. I love that.
Y'all have to Google the TikTok. It was hilarious. No hands, no feet. No arms, eh?
I think it's no arms, eh?
I think it's no arms, no feet.
But he's a defeated something.
But he's defeated and disarmed or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you keep allowing people to open that one wound, it will never heal. Plus, some people, it's just snakes. And what snake do is shed skin. My God. And on the top of that, snakes swallow their prey whole. But some people you really have to run from. Honestly. No
Can we stick
joke.
A pin right there? Speaking of TikTok videos, I saw one just yesterday mm-hmm. where a man was showing how one of his pet snakes was actually eating itself. And his way of getting it to loose its own tail was putting alcohol or hand sanitizer over the snake's mouth, and the snake regurgitated its own tail. Snakes aren't even loyal to themselves.
My God.
And so when you put when you try to convince yourself that the person that has
one thing
a snake ain't gonna never stop doing is being a snake.
Let me
stick this pin in here, Marisha. In no part of the show is anyone sitting around this table victim blaming.
No.
Victim shaming or any victim naming. None of those things. But at some point, you have to take responsibility for the things that you take responsibility for.
Absolutely.
You cannot, no matter how much brain power you think you have, stop a snake from being a snake.
It's not possible.
I don't think they should be pets. Because they only sizing you up until they could eat you whole and alive. So they ask yes. That's why my answer to the question, it keeps happening to me, is it my fault? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But some people really have to run from. I don't like. Let me finish reading the comments.
I hope you say what in my head.
Let me finish reading the comments. And that generational curse isn't obvious to everyone in the generation. Some hurts are past and past and past. Who will be the one to see it, to see if, acknowledge it and break it? Mm-hmm. Listen to me. Let's see how I could say it without, I don't want to insult what people have said, but I don't agree with this notion of running. Maybe it's just me. I'm not running. I just don't like snakes.
They're snakes.
I choose. It's a decision.
But I don't think they really mean running.
No, but just, I'm making sure that we don't.
You mean like avoiding?
Right. I'm making sure that we don't put forth a solution that says
cut off,
fight or fight flight, all the time.
Yeah.
Don't fight, fly. You understand what I'm saying?
Flying means cutting never off, gets right? dealt
with. Yeah.
Okay.
That means like, bye. See you later.
Non-existent.
Like not even working it out. Like not talking it through. Not addressing it, not bringing things up to the surface. I'm not a fan of that. That's just me. I'm not a fan of it. I feel like if you don't let's say the relationship is coming to an end, right? That doesn't mean you can't talk about what failed in the relationship. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It's healthy.
That doesn't mean that you can't say, well, you know what? This is why I made this decision to leave.
That's providing that you're dealing with two healthy people.
Well.
Yeah. No, you know, not, like, if you talk some situations, you need to leave. Yeah.
So,
no, some situations you need to just leave right there.
Yeah.
So, Yeah. Some people don't be into talking.
That's things I can't say on the air, so it's like
okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Some people don't be into talking.
Yeah. And we understand that those, you know, they're there. Those people are out there. They exist in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And in our lives.
What was that hand motion? What was that about?
This is funny right now.
What was that about?
But
we should suddenly couldn't hear and all these headphones
For man, listen, I don't know what it is, but today they slipping out.
Yeah, mine too. Mine too. I was fooling with it.
So, but the reality is, like, wait, sometimes you have to face it head on. Mm-hmm. And sometimes listen to me. Sometimes facing it head on means you say what needs to be said, and what you say is never acknowledged, received, or even considered, let alone reciprocated. Because sometimes you just need to say what you have to say. And then what you do is what you take from that is, okay, I've said what I had to say. I've gotten it off of my chest. Now I'm looking at my life. How can I ensure that I don't end up in this situation again? How can I ensure that I don't make this silly decision again? How can I break this habit that caused me to end up in this situation in the first place? Because it is not happening to you, to me. We made a choice. When you made the choice, you acted. We acted upon our choice, and there were consequences to our actions. And here we are, sitting in the consequences of actions. Because my action demanded an equal or opposite reaction from whomever I was in the relationship, the connection, situation, or circumstance with. And either I choose to analyze and to look at all of the contributing factors from both sides, from my end and the other person's end, or the other people involved, whomever, whatever, the scenario, the situation, the circumstances, the environment, whatever. If either I look at it or I don't, either I look at the fact that I said what I said to that person the way that I said it because my mommy said it to me like that all my life, and I'm allowing how I was brought up to dictate how I treat people in relationships.
That's just me.
Is it? No, it's not. It's not you. It's what you saw. And you became a stamp.
Hey.
And you just go back to what you know and cover yourself in it.
I's my daddy child.
And then put it on. No. And you put it on a clean, that's the thing. You put it on a clean sheet of paper. That's what's getting me. If you a stamp, you don't stamp dirty things. You literally have a clean slate, but you're taking the mess from what you know to be true, from what you know to be the way things are done, and you're putting it on a clean slate.
Mm.
I don't want me no stamp. So what are we?
Ooh, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So in that essence, sometimes you not are just capable, but you heal.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take the razor and you cut yourself because you're just used to having that wound.
Absolutely.
You're just used to having it. So sometimes you do it to yourself because it's what you're used to.
Or stir it up in someone.
Yeah.
And then we look down on other people.
Let me talk about that.
You look down on other people because their wounds don't look like yours.
Mm.
So you can't understand. Like, I don't understand how she's staying in that abusive relationship. But look at you.
Gee.
They're lying to yourself.
Gee.
But you don't understand how she can stay in an abusive relationship. But you, look at you. You point on your finger at her. I don't understand how she can say. You got 3 fingers pointing back at you saying, boo, you was lying to yourself every day, telling yourself that what you're doing right now is healthy for you. And it's not.
Ouch, Mauricio.
I mean, I just saying.
I think it's easier for people to judge what's on the outside than what's on the inside.
Yeah.
All the time.
No, it's deflection too.
Yeah.
People aren't stupid as they make themselves seem. They just need to see someone else doing equal or worse than them so that they can feel better about their situation.
You just said something. Say the first part again.
People aren't stupid.
Stop right there. I think that's why I dry eye. Because
you know exactly what your skin doing. And then when someone tell you the truth, you mad. It's,
me?
Oh my God, how could... No. You weren't stupid. You're too smart for that. You got Carol. I had nothing else to say after that.
Oh, boy.
But you preach, though. That's...
Sis. Friend.
Sorrows. Fred.
Listen, Fred. Your girlfriends came and had a whole hour and 25-minute conversation with you today to let you know. This us. This Joy Nate talking to you. Friend, it's you.
You ain't stupid.
Stop playing crazy.
Open your eyes. Okay, let's be real. You were blinded by your feelings. You were blinded by your emotions. Very briefly. But you can't be blinded 7 times, though. Not 7. No, man.
Yeah, stigmatism.
No, you need glasses. Adjust your sight.
Sorry.
Contacts. Something. No, man. No. You need the scales to be removed from your eyes. Obviously, you're not seeing things for the way that they really are. Reality is closed off to you right now. You need an eye opener. So here we are. Look at us. Opening your eyes for you. Sweetie, it's you. It's you.
It's me.
It's us. I just want to make sure when I say it's you, you know that I mean me too, but it's just more powerful if I tell you it's you.
Yeah.
It's you. Now, what you gonna do about it?
I think the first thing is don't feel bad about setting boundaries for yourself, feeling like you don't deserve top tier treatment.
Mm, that's good.
The reason that we usually accept foolishness is because we see ourselves as foolishness.
Yes.
We see ourselves at a lower value than other persons, and that's the reason why we tolerate things for so long. So we tolerate friendships, and we tolerate relationships, and we tolerate abuse, and we tolerate certain things because we have in our mind that we don't deserve any more, and you don't have to feel bad. Usually when you make those kind of decisions with people who are doing the abusing, or however you want to put it, they try to make you feel bad about valuing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a plot of the enemy, just to get you to go back in that cycle again, to get you back in that relationship or back in that friendship. So even though...
Or even back into our mindset, too.
Oh, right. And even though you're not dealing with the same person, you're dealing with the same spirit. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely something that you should target in prayer as well. It requires a lot of forgiveness. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to forgive that person, but you need to forgive yourself for undervaluing yourself for so long and for tolerating foolishness for so long and people and their opinions. Mm-hmm. And the other day I had a conversation with my husband and I said, you know something? I need to be delivered from people's opinions. And it isn't because it's just so many persons have so much things to say. It's just that one person that is able to alter your entire day. That one person that can say that thing and shut your mind completely down. Mm. And that thing is what has you bound. The Bible says, how can you enter into a strong man's house without first binding the strong man?
It's good.
Find the strong man. Find a stronghold that has you in a lock, in a chokehold, and deal with it. And like I think as both Marisha and Kara said, you have to deal with it face on. Have that difficult conversation with yourself.
It's really good.
Yes, it may seem like you're talking to yourself and you sound crazy, but no. Take some time. Go to the movies. Walk through the mall. Go shopping online. And why are you doing all of that?
Oh, yes.
Think about what your life is. Think about what your life could be. Think about the things that you could change to attain these things that you have in your mind. Have a settled plan. Have a vision of where you can go and what you can be. And not only that, if you have children, have a vision for your kids. Have a vision for your business, whatever it is you put your hands to. And once you start to value yourself, listen, you will see major results. And that's something that I personally, I can say this with so much passion and authority because it's something that I started to do. Because I realized that, listen, you becoming too wavered by people's opinions. You becoming too wavered by what people think and how they feel and how they perceive you and how this is that. And da 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 da. And fine. And, you know, once you hear something a few times, then it's maybe something to consider. Mm. But in the meantime, between time, you have to love you, sis.
Yeah.
You have to love you, sir. Because at the end of the day, you do bad, they'll talk about you. You do good, they'll talk about you.
They will do
so
the same.
Why not do good one time? And not only that, while you're doing good and while you're thriving and while you're, you know, healing, love someone. Talk to someone about your journey so that they can be healed. Don't just want to go through your healing process by yourself, but talk through it. I began to talk with one of the ladies who's a part of our praise and worship team about something similar that we went through. And I said, listen, the way my patient set up, let me just cracking jokes. And I said, listen, the way my patient's set up, I'm not here for it. And it's simple conversations like that that can bring healing to someone's mind.
Absolutely.
And bring it to their spirit. You don't have to be, sorry, I have a lot to say. I finished right now. You don't have to be so closed off and thinking only you going through it, only you, this happens to, or only you going through the cycle. And I think it's a good place to say this. I saw on, you know, the Whirlpool dryers, and the sign on it says cycle signal, and it is the alert to let, like, the dryer lets you know, like, when the cycle is about to stop. And this is your cycle signal that you need to get out of whatever it is that you were in. The time for it has expired.
That's what it sounds.
And not only that, when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was in the fiery furnace, Jesus was their cycle signal.
Go there.
King, we are not careful to answer you in this matter, but we won't bow. I won't bow to your opinions. I won't bow to what you want me to be and who you want me to look like and who you want me to model after. I will follow Jesus. Why? Like I'm speaking so passionately about it because I am walking it.
Wow.
And you can be so caught up in what you see and what you feel and trying to heal and trying to do this and trying to be superwoman and trying to be, you know, the great prophetess and trying to be the great pastor and trying to be the great gospel artist. But listen, you are wounded and you need to heal. And something that God told me, he said, listen, there is, you are strong, but you are broken. It's hidden in your strength. So although you have a good face on for your friends, and although you have a good face on for your family, you are really broken. Mm. And you need to deal with that broken place because eventually it comes out in your strength. And when it comes out in your strength, you do more breaking than healing. That's all I have to say.
No, I feel like you need to go for it.
No, I ain't going nowhere. That's it. No, that's like, I believe that with everything in me. And when God showed me cycle signal, like I feel in that.
That's
when he
good.
Showed me cycle signal, he said, listen, this is the indication that I'm about to bring you out. This is the indication that I'm going to heal you totally from every wound, from every bad thing that has happened in your life. You can need to get over it. And this is me telling you, if you don't remember nothing else, the cycle has to be broken. And not only that, just because mommy and daddy and grammy and great grammy and all these other people dealt with it, that doesn't mean that you have to tolerate it. That doesn't mean that you have to live and your children have to live in that cycle. It doesn't mean that because they went through XYZ that you have to go through the same thing. Oh, my family just struggled with this. No, you will not die from cancer. No, you will not die at a young
Jesus
age. You will not die in a car accident.
In
these
Jesus
things
name.
That happened in your family, the generational curses, generational demons, generational witchcraft that was sent against you. Listen, miss, mom, sir, wherever you are, the cycle has to be broken. And this is the indication that you are about to break that very cycle.
And it's about to be done with.
That's it.
What you got to say, Gara?
I singing in my mind.
Oh, What are you singing?
I can sing it.
Okay. Yes. Say it.
I can't sing it. No, it's literally last week I brought to your attention a song, Join A.
Yes.
You didn't remember.
I did remember.
I wrote a song.
Oh.
And it's called Break. It's in the name of Jesus. Every blockage in my way has got to go. It's got to shake, got to come down, and it's going to break. The cycle is broken. Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Yeah.
And then to add to that, let's end this on a good note. It keeps happening to me. Blessings keep happening to me.
That's good.
Favor.
Let's go.
Open doors. And while I was on my way here, I sing here a song.
Yeah.
He's handing me. But I won't apologize or feel guilty for what God is doing in my life.
Absolutely.
I will not be ashamed. Like, I remember, when I first released my first single, I was shame. When I say shame, like, people are like, oh my God, I ain't wearing it on the radio. And I'm like, oh my God, I shame. Why are you wearing it? Oh my God. You know, and don't feel guilty for what God is doing in your life. Mm. And I'm not talking about being prideful. I'm talking about being godly proud for your hard work, for you, for your dedication, for your sacrifice.
Go there.
Be happy about it. It keeps happening to me. Good things keep happening to me.
Mm. And it will continue to keep
happening. And it will continue.
Yes.
I watch a TikTok, my friend sent me, it say, money loves me. Ah. Money is going to find me.
Yes.
Whatever it is that is good, whatever it is that is pure, and in the will of God, perfect will of God for your life, it's going to keep happening to you.
Yes.
I'll say this, that one of the most powerful teachings that I encountered, I never forget it, was when I first joined the church that I'm at now. And my pastor was talking about what he did was he basically completely destroyed the concept that I had in my mind of what a stronghold really was. Mm-hmm. In my mind, a stronghold was like something that had to be fought in like warfare. Like it had to be, you know, like you had to go in concerning that. And he simplified it for us, and I would never forget it. He said, you could war on the surface. You can. Mm-hmm. But at the root of every stronghold in our lives is a lie.
Find the lie.
And if you find the lie, you unseat the stronghold.
Jesus.
Yep.
So you don't even have to fight. You literally pull the foundation from underneath the stronghold, the thing that's been holding you so strong. That's been literally holding you back. Mm-hmm. That's been causing you to be stuck. That you've been telling yourself it's the same thing over and over and over again. So to the woman who was saying, man, listen, how do I do this? Look for the lie. Where's the lie that you've been believing? Mm-hmm. Where's the lie that you've been living? What's the lie that you've been holding on to? There is one. There is one. The thing that keeps happening to you, that you keep the situation, the circumstance you keep finding yourself in, at the root of it is a lie that you are believing about yourself to be true. And when you slap that lie with the truth, that stronghold is literally unseated, no longer has a foundation, no longer has strength. Because once the foundation is gone, the building cannot stand. And so to our girlfriends today, all of what Joyne said and this, all of what Kara said today and this, find that lie, baby.
Find it.
Find that lie.
Find a lie.
And don't just find the lie and sit in the lie. After you've discovered the lie, seek out the truth concerning that lie and make the truth your confession. Because many of us, our problem isn't that we don't know what's wrong. Our problem is that we constantly rehearse what's wrong.
Man.
Minister.
Make the truth your confession, not the lie. Stop saying, like Kara said, this is how my mommy was, this is how my daddy was, and I was my daddy child. You are literally rehearsing the lie.
Mm-hmm.
fortifying that lie.
You are strengthening it.
Yeah.
You are giving it, I mean, bell course, pouring concrete down it and saying, this is the establishment that I want to be covered under.
Oh, my God.
That's what you're saying. When you say, well, I just like my mommy and this how she used to do it. And you know what? You know I got my mommy ways. Hmm. Well, you ever see my ma?
My child.
That's my ma child. You won't see I look just like my mommy?
Oy.
Okay, so what if you look like her? I mean, you have to. You come from her. But do you have to be her?
Gee.
So you ain't you then. So you can't be unique and original.
Ouch.
Come on, man, y'all. Let's do better. Let's do better. Let's do better. If we are going to look at ourselves and we're going to acknowledge, man, this thing I've been doing, this ain't making no sense. Let me figure out, okay, what's underneath this? I think one of the most powerful lies I discovered about myself was that my desire to please people had nothing to do with people. It was all about me. Mm. It was all about what I wanted people to say about me. It was all about how I wanted people to see me. It was all about how I wanted people to need me. It was all about how I wanted to get self-gratification. So while people may look at it and be like, oh, she's a people pleaser. She's so like please people. She loved people so much. No, at the root of my people-pleasing issue was pride. Wanting to get the accolades for the things that I did to please people. When that was revealed to me, I crumbled before God. Because I realized that I was literally standing in resistance against him. I literally was constantly ensuring that he resisted me. Because I was literally like holding on to pride as a definition of who I was. I called myself a people pleaser. And every time someone would make a reference to me or have a conversation with me about it, I would say, well, you know, my problem is people pleasing. So I would rehearse it. I have this thing where, like, I just can't help it. Pride. Because I never really wanted to please the people. What I really, really wanted was I wanted to hear you say, boy, Marisha did this for me.
It's heavy.
And it wasn't happening to me. I was doing it. I was in complete control. Because I knew that if I did this thing or if I did not do that thing, this is the end result I would get. And I kept telling myself, I would do for this person, I would do for that person, and they don't do for me, and I hurt, and I broke it. No. You just didn't get the end result that you wanted.
No. This is so heavy.
So, get rid of the lie, boo.
Mm-hmm.
And when we say get rid of the lie, make it so that the lie has no space to return to. Mm-hmm. Because, listen to me, Bible don't lie. Scripture don't lie. When that demon get evicted, he is go and find 7 other friends.
Just come back to see.
And they just come back to see if the space that one demon once occupied is available for the 8 of them now.
And they come in stronger than
Come on, Mom.
Help we the people.
So, don't just figure out what the lie is. No, literally make it so that now the foundation of your existence is the truth. So there is no space for the lie to find rest again. It ain't happening to us, y'all. We doing it. We doing it. And we will turn the corner, like Joyne said. If it could happen to me, it's gonna be blessings. If it's going to happen to me, it's going to be the favor of God.
Yes.
It is going to be the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and he addeth no sorrow to it. So get you some girlfriends who can help you with your lies.
who are not afraid to say to you, okay, Marisa, this the third time you done me the same thing that happened to you now. It's you. It have to be something in you. Get you some friends who are not concerned or who are not more concerned about you liking them and are more concerned about your forward movement and your betterment and your healing and your growth and your maturity. Get some friends who would actually be willing to have you cut them off and tell you the truth than to hold on to you and keep lying to you. Get you some girlfriends who are willing to sit in the mess with you when you have to figure out what's at the root of your mess. Who ain't afraid to get their hands dirty in the stench. Who are not afraid to say, well, listen, here's a tissue. It's dirty, but you need tissue. Mm. We can figure out how to clean up the tissue later. Catch you some friends who are not like how I was, who are not concerned with what people are going to say or what you're going to say about how they've helped you. Catch you some friends whose heart is genuine and pure toward you to get you out of this cycle and to get you out of this space. What is in your head, Mom?
Sorry. One song. Sorry. I don't know how I stop bobbing and realize it. Sorry. You're right. And don't forget to be that friend. Sorry. I was so concealed by the song. Don't forget to be that friend. All of what Marisha said, don't forget to be that friend. Don't forget to be that friend. That doesn't mind getting down and dirty, even though someone has gotten down and dirty with you, you refuse to get it together. Don't forget to be that friend. Long story short. Coming up next week,
Carol. Hold on, let me get my act together. I was having a little moment too, but my moment was different.
I don't know how I was singing a whole song.
Y'all can just transition like that, and I still hear, still.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Processing. Y'all, this was good. Let's ride.
You could kill. We don't go on pause.
Is this the same? Listen, I do it early. I say, God, what do you have to say? She said, I'm going to say.
No, I really am processing. I'm just sitting here reminding myself, as I do a lot, because 38 years worth of stuff is
a lot to unpack.
It's a lot. And I have to now and again just say, you are not the victim.
Good stuff.
You're not the victim, Carol. Let's ride.
Next. Here we go.
Ooh, this is a nice picture. Hey, check them out. Oh, check out the curl press. Oh, my goodness. Hell. All right. Coming up next week, Monday, June 12th at 4 p.m. right here on Girl Talk 242. Of course, we're on Facebook and Glory 93.9 FM. The topic next week, my loyalty almost killed me.
I can't wait for that one.
That could be serious. Jesus. Trust me, you.
That's heavy.
My loyalty almost killed me. Ooh.
If I could tell you all the stories of some of the women that I've met who are behind bars because of loyalty. Child.
Well, I don't like that for them.
Child. Okay.
She said she ready to tell a story next week.
Hold on. Monday, June 19th. Y'all, listen to me. Put it in your calendar. Monday, June 19th, 4 p.m. Right here on Glory 93.9, Girl Talk 242 on Facebook. Man, hold on. I got to pull back for this. The topic, I don't want to forgive him.
I don't.
Wait!
I don't want to.
Y'all better text your girlfriends.
You need to see
tell
Cara
your auntie.
Doing all of that.
Tell your auntie.
I wish y'all could see Cara face.
Right.
Tell your Grammy. Tell your mom. Tell everyone they need to tune in for these next 2 weeks. This is going to be good. My loyalty almost killed me, and I don't want to forgive him. Listen, we don't just come here to talk.
No.
Don't just come here to talk.
We got to find solutions.
Yes.
We got one more. Here we go. And July.
It's the pictures for me.
Okay. All right.
All right. I haven't seen the picture yet. Wow.
Go ahead. It's just. Yes. It's just giving.
It's giving.
Mm-hmm. It's giving.
What it's supposed to give.
What it's supposed to give.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Monday, July 3rd at 4 p.m. Same time, same place. Girl Talk 242 on Facebook and Glory 93.9 FM. Y'all might spell two on your dials from now. The real. You won't spell that right.
Die.
The real Bohemian.
Bohemian.
Woman.
We're going to talk about it.
The real Bohemian.
We going to talk about it. We're going to talk about
it. Mommy's topics. Well, y'all can find topics like these. Tell the truth. Shame the devil.
Talk about it. We can talk about it. And my I'm excited. God. I'm excited for all of these shows.
Yes.
Because all of them going to be hot. They're going to be good. Yeah, the topic is dangerous, Ashley. You and lie. Denisha says she's ready to tell a story next week. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I scared.
I start praying from now.
But listen, we are so grateful and so, so humbled that you have lent us an hour and 49 minutes, now 50 minutes of your day. However you have been listening to this show, whether it is via podcast, Apple, Google Podcasts, or whatever your podcast platform is, whether you're tuning live on Facebook, whether you're listening to us, 93.9 FM, and you're supposed to put your car a long time and you're still sitting in your car. If you're tuning on Twitter or on YouTube, listen, thank you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And know this, know that, like, we here for you, babe. We here for you. We haven't done this in a while, and I want to make sure that at the beginning of our next show, we open it up. If there is something that you're dealing with that Girl Talk has yet to cover, let us know. We want to know about the things that you're struggling with. There may be something that you're struggling with that there's nobody around you who you could talk to about it. You can't trust them, but you need answers and you need solutions. We are girlfriends and we're here for you. We will talk about your situation without people even knowing who you are, and we will flesh it out for you live on air and help you with your solutions and get you to the place where you need to get in order to be free from whatever it is that you're going through. So don't be afraid. You could inbox the Girl Talk page on Facebook or on Instagram. You can hit up any one of us on Facebook, on social media. Yeah. If you have our contacts, you can message us and be like, hey, Marisha, hey, Joyne, hey, Kara, I really need y'all to deal with such and such a thing for me because I'm struggling with this, or I need help with this, or I need some more advice concerning this. We ain't to be all and all, but one thing that happens when we get together is that there's a grace that God has blessed us with for some strange reason to find solutions. And so we believe that he is the answer and that he is the one that gives us the downloads for every time that we need it. So bring it on in. Let's do it. Let's talk about it. It's been an amazing show, y'all. My voice is on the way out, so we really got to go. We love y'all.
Group hug.
Oh, man. Listen, parting is such sweet sorrow.
Love you too, Latasha.
Parting is such sweet sorrow. But until next time, sorrows.
Press.
I haven't ready to end the show yet, but okay, sure. We gone. Bye. Final try.